All right, Sean O'Hara here with Justin Pugh. Justin, you got 18 snaps against the Steelers. What was that like to kind of go out and play against another opponent?
It was the first step, going out there, going against a 3-4 defense. Obviously, we run a four-man front, so it was good to kind of knock the rust off on some of those calls and take them out of the bag. So that was good. Obviously, we want to put 6 points on the board. We don't want to come away with three, so we had a real good opportunity. We were first and goal. We got to get a touchdown there, somewhere we struggled last year, so that would have been something I wish we would have capitalized on.
Yeah, the first game's knocking off a lot of the rust, but the first play of the game, you guys looked different. You know, you had a fullback out there, you had a fullback and a tight end, Rhett Ellison, you know, Huseman's a part of it now. What is that going to do to you guys offensively, and how is that going to make you guys better with the run game?
It makes us more multiple. Defenses can't just line up and expect to have zebra personnel, three receivers, one tight end. We can bring a fullback out there. We can bring two tight ends. One of them runs a 4-4. So it's hard to match up against us now. And the more multiple we can keep it, you keep the defense on their toes, keep them guessing, and it's just going to help us out. We're able to – they have a misfit by the linebacker, and we hit it out the backside for 8 yards. You know, hopefully he makes that guy miss. That could have been a touchdown run early. So it's something that I'm happy about. I know the offensive line is happy about it. It allows us to get some more beef onto the field when we need to.
So now you guys have a little bit of a lull here before your next game. What's something that you guys are working at offensively coming off of that game?
Just going over the installs, making sure we don't have any mental errors out there. Going out there every practice and fine-tuning those different things. Your footwork on a deuce block or, you know, a double team to a linebacker, for those that don't know the offensive line nomenclature. Really working on keep building that camaraderie. We have a couple off days here, and then we have 11 days. We have four games, something like that. So we really got to take care of our bodies now and make sure we're healthy going into these next three.
All right, let's talk about your defense a little bit. You guys got some good players that you get to work against every single day. What has Dalvin Tomlinson showed you as a young rookie? And talk a little bit about Jay Bromley, who's really been playing great in training camp.
You know, Jay is a guy that I've been with since I was at Syracuse. I've known what Jay can do. He can get low. He's got really long arms. He can get there, and he really can help extend and shed blocks. And Dalvin's kind of come out of nowhere. He was running with the twos and then got some reps with the ones. And going against him, he is a strong, low center of gravity guy and can create havoc. He's a tough kid. So I can't say enough good things about him. So those two guys that are definitely going to have to step up. Obviously, we lose Hankins. Rob Thomas is another guy who was injured for a little while. So I think those three guys are going to have to pick up that production at that three technique spot.
All right, Eli had the night off. Did you guys give him a hard time about just kind of sitting on the shelf and just watching?
I, as much as I wanted to. Was he 13 years in, two-time Super Bowl MVP? I think he's earned the first preseason game off. But obviously, as an O-lineman, we saw all the skill guys were sitting out and we were still going. But that's just part of being an offensive lineman. You're never included in that superstar category, you know?
Yeah, we wear that grind with pride, right?
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Justin. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate it. Always good to talk to you.